Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second, the third baseman, John Valentin. Batting third, the DH, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Mike Stanley. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting eighth, the catcher, Scott Hatberg. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Mike Benjamin. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Pedro Martinez. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Otis Nixon. Batting second, the third baseman, Brent Gates. Batting third, the DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth, the first baseman, David Ortiz. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Matt Lawton. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Todd Walker. Batting seventh, the catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting eighth, the left fielder, Alex Ochoa. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Pat Mears. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Brad Radke. And now, play ball. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis strikes out. 1 out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ochoa. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Valentin scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Garcia-Para hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nixon hits a line drive off the glove of Valentin, and into shallow left field. Nixon reaches second base with a double. Brent Gates batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gates takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Molitor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ortiz strikes out. 2 outs. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lawton hits a line drive towards short. Garcia-Para reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground off the glove of Gates, and into shallow left field. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bragg hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanley moves to third. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Radke. Stanley scores. Bragg moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hatberg hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gates settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Benjamin strikes out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ochoa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stanley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ochoa for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Valentin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia-Para is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia-Para strikes out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vaughn moves to second. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bragg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vaughn scores. O'Leary moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Hatberg hits a fly ball into center field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Mears hits a line drive towards first. Stanley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nixon strikes out. Two outs. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gates is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gates hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Benjamin is 0 for 1 in the game. Benjamin hits a line drive beyond second. Walker can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. Benjamin moves to second. One out. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn is walked intentionally. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 0 for 2 in the game. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lawton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ortiz moves to second. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin fields it and throws to second for the out. Ortiz moves to third. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bragg is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bragg hits a line drive beyond third. Gates can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hatberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatberg hits a fly ball into left field. Ochoa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ochoa is 0 for 1 in the game. Ochoa strikes out. 1 out. Pat Mears batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mears is 0 for 1 in the game. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Garciaparra. Mears moves to second. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez juggles the ball. That's an error on Martinez. Brent Gates is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gates is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gates strikes out. 2 outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Benjamin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Benjamin strikes out. 1 out. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lewis is 0-for-3 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Valentin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ochoa. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Vaughn is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Valentin scores. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Garciaparra is 0-for-3 in the game. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Radke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. David Ortiz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ortiz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ortiz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garciaparra scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lawton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawton is hit by the pitch. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Benjamin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tewksbury now pitching. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3-2. O'Leary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Stanley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stanley hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. O'Leary moves to second. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Bragg is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bragg strikes out. 1 out. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hatberg is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatberg is hit by the pitch. O'Leary moves to third. Stanley moves to second. Mike Benjamin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Benjamin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Benjamin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tewksbury fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Corsi now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Steinbach is 0-for-2 in the game. Steinbach hits a line drive beyond short. Garciaparra can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Alex Ochoa is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ochoa is 0-for-2 in the game. Ochoa hits a line drive beyond second. Benjamin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Steinbach moves to second. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mears is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Steinbach moves to third. Two outs. Otis Nixon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nixon takes first base on ball 4. Brant Gates is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Gates is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gates hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Garcia Parra fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hector Carrasco now pitching. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lewis is 0-for-4 in the game. Lewis strikes out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Valentin is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Lawton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vaughn is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Molitor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Greg Swindell now pitching. Ron Coomer pinch hits for David Ortiz. Ron Coomer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Coomer hits a fly ball into center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Molitor moves to third. Matt Lawton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Lawton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Lawton hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Todd Walker is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Tom Gordon now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Steinbach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Aguilera now pitching. Ron Coomer now playing first base. Nomar Garcia Parra is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Garcia Parra is 0-for-4 in the game. Garcia Parra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gates fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-1. O'Leary is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Walker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Stanley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Stanley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bragg is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Bragg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stanley moves to second. Scott Hatberg is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hatberg is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hatberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Javier Valentin pinch hits for Alex Ochoa. Javier Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mears is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra misplays the ball. That's an error on Garcia Parra. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia Parra scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.